Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be indicted on a series of corruption charges by the country's Attorney General. The charges are a huge blow to Mr. Netanyahu, who's only 6 weeks away from a national election. He's accused of accepting gifts worth about $370,000, including cigars and champagne, and offering favours for flattering media coverage. Sarah White reports.
On the streets of Tel Aviv, locals reacted to the news that their Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu could face jail time on corruption charges.
I think it's a sad day for us here. I was upset hearing that news.
The Attorney General, Akvay Madblit, has announced he'll pursue the country's leader. He accuses the Prime Minister of wrongfully accepting gifts worth more than $370,000, including cigars and champagne, from wealthy businessmen and dispensing favours in bids for favourable coverage from an Israeli newspaper and website. Netanyahu and his wife Sarah allegedly received gifts from a prominent Hollywood producer and Israeli citizen and Australian billionaire businessman James Packer. Last year, Israeli and Australian police said Mr. Packer will not face charges in relation to the scandal. Back in Tel Aviv, locals are hopeful the charges will be fought in court.
Since we are now discussing something which is not done yet, which is not by court, was said and verdict, we have to wait.
The timing of the announcement is terrible for Benjamin Netanyahu, so close to an election. Palestinian students rejoiced in it.
This decision pleases the Palestinian people. He is accused with two files, and when it comes to crimes against humanity, he can sink under thousands of charges. Therefore, this is in the interest of the Palestinian people.
Every time Netanyahu wants to escape charges, a war happens in Gaza. Like, every year or two. It's the same system and the scenario is understood.
But the Israel Democracy Institute president, Yohan Plesner, says the charges might not affect the upcoming election that is being held in 6 weeks.
We are entering uncharted waters. An incumbent prime minister was never indicted in Israel's history as he was still serving as prime minister. From a legal perspective, nothing will change in the immediate term before the decision on the indictment is final. Once the decision is final, there's legal ambiguity on whether the prime minister can remain in office or not. But that decision will have to be made only after the hearing process is completed, and this will take place anywhere between half a year and a year.
Benjamin Netanyahu has vigorously defended the charges, calling them a witch hunt.
I intend to serve you and the country as Prime Minister for many more years. Don't believe all the spin. I intend to serve you as Prime Minister for many more years. But it's up to you. It's not up to the civil servants. It's not up to the television studios. It's not up to the pundits and the journalists. It's only up to you.
If found guilty, Mr. Netanyahu could face up to 10 years in prison for bribery and a maximum 3-year term for fraud and breach of trust.
Sarah White reporting.